defensive end Everson Griffin has 30.5 sacks the last three seasons. Definitely one of the best pass rushers in the NFL, specifically as the defensive end in the 4-3. And he joins us on the exclusive Vikings Radio Network perch. Everson Griffin, ladies and gentlemen, can I get covenant claps for Everson Griffin? I don't know how far down the road you want to go on this, Everson, but if you look over to your left, you notice I brought a member of the Green Bay Packers defensive secondary to the perch today, and he was just calling out the plays.
You're crazy.
So, dude. Congratulations on your new deal.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
congratulations.
It.
How you. Long was the process getting, beginning to end on this deal?
I think 4.5 months.
Wow, it's a long time.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. It was. We've been working on it. My agent at A1, Brian Murphy, and Rob and Rick, they did a great job. To get it done before camp, and it's a blessing. I want to thank the owners. The Will family, and Rick, the fans, Rob. Fans, everybody, man, it's a blessing. I'm thankful. I'm a Viking for life, and I just got to still. My job hasn't changed. I still got to come out and dominate on every play.
Do you? You mentioned getting it done before camp. Was there? Did anybody, either your side or their side, say we had a line in the sand? Let's get this done by camp. Because you hear people that do that.
No, we were patient, and they worked great together, man. They worked great together, and they did a great job to get it done. And it was never. Me side and say I'm not coming to camp or anything like that. He's got it done.
Yeah, and yet now, correct me if I believe I read this correctly. This is an extension beyond your existing deal, which still had a year or two left on it, right? So
Yes. You're
locked in like 5-6 more years,
yeah,
right?
5-6 more years. So that makes me Viking for life, man. I'm very blessed. My family's very happy, and I'm excited. Only thing I could do now is my job still hasn't changed. I'm a defensive end for the Minnesota Vikings.
Right.
And I
got to
go out there and do my job on a high level.
How important to you was it that you were in an atmosphere, coaching staff, what they want you to do, Zimmer's defense? Given the money you had would have been a motivator anywhere, but you could have just said, if you weren't comfortable here, you could have said, I'm going to go hit free agency in a couple of years and go find someplace else.
Yeah, I got drafted here in 2010, and Minnesota Vikings, they gave me my chance to play in the NFL, and whenever I got my time to start, I've been taking great advantage of it. But, I wanted to be a Viking for life. My family's here. My kids go to school here. And, and I love Minnesota. I love the fan base. I love everything about it. So, it was – and I love my teammates the most, first and foremost. The only guy that's really with me right now, is Brian. Brian in the line room. So, you see them come and go. But at the end of the day, we all brothers in there. So, it's a good thing.
Everson, there are really good players in the NFL who don't get as respected as well as you have for as long as you have. Seriously, I just can't – I've said it before. I said it when you got the deal. To get three contracts in the course of 8 years, that is an NFL rarity. And you're very good at what you do, and we all know that. But to be recognized and appreciated for being as good as you are, that has to feel really good.
Yeah, it is, man. That means, like I told them, they put a lot of faith in me, and I got to repay them the favor. It showed them that they see me as a top-tier guy, elite pass rusher, and, you got to respect that. And it's simple, man. It's football. I just got to go out there and do my job. That's the bottom line.
Now, it seems like I ask you this question the last couple of years because the defense for the Vikings has been markedly better than the offense, with all due respect, whether it's Peterson, Bridgewater, Bradford, whomever. How can the Vikings defense this offseason make the Vikings offense better? And I think the Vikings offense will be better with the additions of Reef and maybe Remmers and some others. But how can you guys make them better into that New Orleans game?
Just keep on. It's all about competition. I learned that back at USC, compete. We had competition days. It's all about competition. You go out there, iron sharp iron, just like Coach Zimmer says, and you go out there and compete each and every day. You don't cut them no slack if you keep on beating them. You just work and work and work, and that's the only way. It's iron sharp as iron. You go out there and compete, and you make the guys across from you better each and every day.
Yep.
What do you want to do to get your game better in your, what is now, you're about the halfway point of your career. What do you want to do in the second half of your career better than you're doing now?
My big thing going to this offseason was working on my mental toughness, my mental aspect of the game. Like they say, football is really 80% mental and 20% physical. And, the guys that – the great ones, like a John Randall, Chris Dolman, they had that mental. They were able to lock in for four quarters. And, I've been working on that a great deal and to become, a better man on and off the field. And that's what I've been working on to take my game to the next level. I think it all has to do with the mental part of it.
I'm glad you mentioned John Randall, HOF. Do you aspire or feel you play defensive end the way John Randall played defensive tackle?
We have some similarities. We both play with high motor. We both play balls to the wall, and we both do our job on a high level. We do have similarities, but, you know, John Randall, you know, I have to work to get to that level. You know, I'm still working, and he's one of the great players that all time to play that position. So.
Would you define yourself, Everson, as an emotional guy on the field?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, now being that guy, do you ever find opponents, whether it's offensive linemen, tight ends, fullbacks, whomever, trying to get under your skin or do something during the course of the game to get you to freak out so you take a penalty?
You know, I'm smarter than that now. You know, I'm smarter than that now. You know, I really, you know, all the extra pushing and stuff, you know, my play speaks for itself. I'm going to go out there and just work and work and work, you know. And if they don't like it, then we're going to get the smack talking. And, you know, it goes on from there. But, yeah, I'm not really into all that controversial stuff like that.
Have there been guys that have tried to get under your skin?
Always.
You know,
always.
I mean, right? It always happens,
there's
right?
There's always guys that try to.
There's some that went, like, too far.
Yeah, like punch you or something.
I had guys on my teammate like Matt Khalil always try to punch me during camp. You know, and I've
your
been,
own guys.
Yeah, my own guys. But not really. You know, you really have to be being the guy bad and good and talking some good smack to be able to get punched in the game.
Do you have a nemesis? Is there a left tackle out there that is like you feel like that's my nemesis? This is the guy that I lock horns with. You know, the most fierce, you know, whatever. You know, do you have a nemesis out there?
I like going against Bakhtiari the most, though, because, you know, it's hard to get back there to get Aaron. You know, Aaron, I like going up against the best, you know, and it's hard to get Aaron on the ground. It's hard to get and get around Bakhtiari because Aaron, he's so mobile. So
he is so mobile.
I like going up against Bakhtiari.
It's a lot easier when you know where the quarterback's going to be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, with Rodgers,
like,
you don't know.
Like when he's standing at 7 and he's going to step up to 5 and his launch point's at 5. Aaron, you know, he could step up at 7. His launch point could be 3. Then he could go back to 5, then go back to 7, and then throw the ball behind his back. So.
The first 3 years of your NFL career, with all due respect, I don't know if we would have heard the 7 going to the 5 to the 3 up by the ear and the whole thing. So, I mean, scholar of game is very important to you, isn't it?
Yes. You know, you got to study. You got to study your opponent, and that's the only way that's the only way you're able to beat him. You know, you know him better than he know himself. You know when if you flinch, if you put up your left hand, if you punch, if you slow down your rush, if you speed up, you know, what is his reaction to whatever you do?
Yeah.
What do you think of Danielle Hunter's progression as a pro, and where do you think he is today? You get to see he's on the side of the line, but you see him a lot.
Absolutely, man. The kid, he was a sponge when he came in, and he was yes sir, no sir, and he was a sponge. And he tried to do everything that we told him to do on the field. Whatever we told him to do, use your right arm, use your right leg, push off this, and he did it. You know, he was a sponge, and you see it pay dividends for him. You see him pay major, and you know he's gonna be a great defensive end in this league, and he's got to keep on doing what he's doing. And the sky's the limit for the kid.
They're using him rotationally a lot, and that's part of what Mike Zimmer does, right?
Yeah.
He gives you guys breathers. Would you rather be on the field every single play, or do you like the idea that periodically, either it's schematically or they just want to give you a rest or whatever, that you get to leave the field once in a while?
No, it's good to have a rotation. Rotation is key, you know, because when you're fresh, then, you know, their O-line is always out there. Then you send fresh bodies in, So you beat them down, the rotation. It's all about the rotation, too.
All right.
Everson Griffin, our guest, 9 to noon, just got a new contract, his third deal within 8 years with the Vikings. 30.5 sacks the last 3 years. Couple of quickies to close here. When you started going against Riley Reiff this offseason, did you look at him and go, I remember you?
Yeah, I remember. Riley Reiff, he's a great competitor. You know, he's a good athlete. He's a great competitor, and he's not going to quit. You know, both them guys, Rimmers and Riley, you know, that's what I like about him. You know, you could beat them, or, you know, you're going to get beat because they're getting paid just like you do. But at the end of the day, they're going to compete to the very end. They're not going to give up.
Yeah, I mean, those are guys, you know, he's obviously a longtime pro.
Yeah, they're going to, you know, you could beat him, you could bruise him, but he's not going to give up. He's going to compete to the very end.
Go ahead, Charge.
When you just signed your new deal, just celebrate, to do anything fun. I mean, you know, it doesn't even, if
I'm
it's
back
lavish
here.
Or not.
I'm back
yeah,
here.
Exactly.
You know, back to work.
Right.
Back to work trying to just, you know, take this team where we want to go, and that's the championship. But it's bigger than that. You got to start out here, and you got to work, man. Teams talk about, oh, we want to go to the Super Bowl. Well, it's hard to be great, like Andre Patterson says. It takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of effort, and you got to, when you're tired and you don't want to do it, that's when you got to come out here and do it the most.
Okay, but that's not the same as, okay, I just, you know, you just, I don't know what your signing bonus was, but it was undoubtedly a lot of money.
Yeah, but that's before taxes.
Yeah, that's true. That's before taxes, and we're in a tax-heavy state. if you haven't, and I realize you signed it right before camp,
yeah.
but you got any plans to do anything lavish with it?
No.
New car, new house,
yeah,
whatever.
Jewelry, Continental Diamond.
I got a new house. I got cars. I really don't need nothing. You know, I'm just going to, you know, help out the community more, give back. And, you know, maybe me and my wife, we've been starting to talk about creating a new foundation for my mom, Sabrina's Heart.
Oh, right? Really?
Because she passed away 5 years ago. So we're gonna reach out to the community more and give back more. And that's
Everson, there, last one. There have been times here the last couple of years where, you probably heard it more than me, but Adrian Peterson would go against your defense in training camp, and just as casual trash talking would be, I'd get at least 100 yards on you guys.
Yeah.
Well, September 11th, we're going to figure that out, aren't we?
We'll find out. You know, and Big Brown going to be pumping, but we're going to be pumping too. You know,
Big Brown.
Big Brown going to be humping. You know, when he, you know, but we're going to be humping too. Chugga, 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 chugga.
That just makes me think of this. Ready? I'm so in love with you. Let's stay together. That's what Everson Griffin
whenever
and the Minnesota Vikings are doing.
To.
By the way, your performance of late is nothing to blink
Thank
at.
You.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thanks a lot, Everson.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.